It's another day and another episode of The Space, the place where mindfulness gets a makeover. I'm Casey Donovan, together with our writer Amy Malloy. Every day we serve up mood-boosting tips to improve your life. No judgment. Have you heard of authority anxiety? Even if you don't know it, you might have felt it. It's lumped in the category with social anxiety. But you can be great in a crowd and still feel it. Authority anxiety, as the name suggests, is the anxiety you feel around authority figures. Do you constantly panic when your boss walks in the room? And you feel like you've done something wrong when you haven't? Do you break out in a cold sweat when you're pulled over for a breathalyzer? Even though you haven't touched booze for ages. Maybe you get authority anxiety in your gym class. You're so desperate to impress the instructor that you're filled with self-consciousness. Welcome to Authority Anxiety. Sounds super fun, doesn't it? The good thing is, when you get more aware of it, you can start to ease it. So, let's get aware. Step one, start to notice the signs when authority anxiety strikes. Notice the difference between respecting an authority figure and fearing them. It's perfectly okay and normal to want your boss to be pleased with you. But it's a whole different story when it goes into hyperdrive. Do you dread ever meeting with your boss, even though they're supportive? Do you feel like you'll fall apart in their company? Does the simplest task, like asking for a day's annual leave, send you into a tailspin? Is this a sustainable reaction? Now, take some time to consider where it's coming from. There's a good chance this isn't about your current boss. What was the first memorable relationship you had with an authority figure? Maybe it was a teacher, a coach, or even your parents. Was it a positive experience? Was there a shift that made you feel lesser? Here's the big question. Who made you feel not good enough? Let's put it another way, because it's important to take responsibility for our own feelings. Do you remember a situation when you were around an authority figure? Something happened or something was said, and you took it on the feeling of not good enough because of it. How can you start to shift that feeling in the authority figure's company? Step two, question that feeling. Is there evidence to say that person thinks you're not good enough? Like real, solid evidence, not just your inner critic wanting you to believe it. What's more likely to be true from the evidence in front of you? How do you think they feel about you? Make it as factual as possible. Focus on things they've actually told you. This isn't time for guesswork. Step three. The fix for authority anxiety is up to you. We're sorry to tell you, but the answer is inside your own mindset. It's time that you started to believe that you are good enough. Because we're betting you are. You wouldn't care this much otherwise. Make this your personal motto for the next week and see if something changes. Repeat after me. I am everything the world needs me to be. It's totally okay to want to get on the good side of a leader. It'll make you a good employee, a law-abiding citizen, and an amazing student. But we also want you to enjoy the experience and value yourself. Learn to handle your authority anxiety like a boss and give yourself a gold star. I'm Casey Donovan and you've been listening to The Space, a podcast written by Amy Malloy. Why not head over to our Instagram page at @thespace_podcast for more tips and tricks like this one. We'll see you back in our pod tonight. Space out.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.